7B. Georgia is in love with Robbie. But is Robbie still in love with Lindsay?
6:30 p.m. Robbie is just gone. I feel all hollow inside, like a hollowed out coconut. He looked so gorgeous, all in black and sort of sad. He gave me a brilliant smile when he saw me and then just pulled me towards him, quite roughly actually. I remembered how cross I was though, so I only snogged him for half an hour before I said, "How could you tell Lindsay that I was sad and that I followed you outside and flung myself on you?" He looked puzzled.
"I didn't say that."
"Didn't you?"
"No, I didn't. I haven't said anything to anyone."
"Well, that's what Lindsay said to me." He looked uncomfortable. I went on. "And are you engaged to her or not?" He looked really puzzled then.
"Engaged to her? Why should you think that?"
"Well, because she wears an engagement ring at school that she tells people you gave her." He sat down.
"Oh, this is bad."
I tried to go on being cross, but he looked so gorgy-porgy that I couldn't keep it up. Then he looked right into my eyes. I tried not to blink, because not blinking is supposed to be attractive. He said,
"Look, Georgie, I'm having real trouble with this. The truth is, I've been trying to find a way to end it with Lindsay, but I don't want to hurt her feelings."
I said, "Yes, it's tricky, isn't it? Because she obviously likes you a lot. Still, I've got an idea."
"What is it?"
"I'll tell her, in a nice way, of course, that she's a wet weed and that she's dumped." "That should do it." He did actually laugh. He said,
"You're mad. Anyway, it's my problem and I'll sort it out. But there is something else I have to tell you."
Here it comes, I was thinking, but not blinking. He's going to say, "You are the girl of my dreams. Will you be my girlfriend? You are the most gorgeous girl I have ever..." I just got to that bit in my head when he interrupted me.
"I have to tell you, it wouldn't be fair to you not to. But, well, I am attracted to you."
I tried not to smirk or smile too much in case he had second thoughts when he saw my nose spreading all over my face.
"But I can't go out with you."
I said, "Why not?" And he said,
"Because you're too young. I'm nearly 18. It would not be right. It would be like cradle snatching."
I argued with him. I even said, "I'm not really 14. I'm actually 15 and a half. It's just that I'm not very bright and they've kept me back a year." He laughed, but in a sad way. Then he gave me a last kiss sort of thing and went.